if you're not holding on to anything, and depending on how forceful your sneeze is, you can actually blow yourself in the opposite direction. And that happened to me once the first week I was up here. Over. So we have a lot of physical training that we do on the ground. We do a lot of running and weightlifting for actually many years before we go into space. And then we exercise every day in space up here, about 2 hours. Over. Hi, Bria. I get this question a lot, and I have to say I believe there's got to be more than what's on planet Earth. I don't know what that is, but certainly us starting off in low Earth orbit is a good first step to finding out. Over. Hi, Ella. The coolest thing I've seen up here has got to be the aurora, actually the northern lights, which I saw over Canada just the other day, because those lights are really alive. They're multiple colors, and we see them dancing. And for us, the view is absolutely spectacular. Over. Hi, Raylan. So we have a lot of medical kits up on board to help us out, and we actually have doctors on the ground that help look out after us. But certainly if someone gets very, very sick, then the crew comes home. Over. Hi. So it's actually pretty cool right now since we're flying in space and I get to float to work every day and float back to my bedroom at night, which is about the size of a telephone booth, so you guys probably have bigger bedrooms than I do. But it is really, really fun to be up here, especially because of all the science experiments we get to do. Over. Hi, Tyler. So when we first came on board the ISS, when we opened the hatch from our Soyuz to the inside part, it actually had a burnt electrical smell, and that was actually the smell of the outer portion of our hatch. Once you get into ISS, it really has not much of a smell at all. In fact, right now, I don't really smell anything, and I have to say that the smells of Earth are so much better than the smells we have up here. Over. Trevor, we are actually growing kale and lettuce right now in the Columbus module, and we have enough for about a small salad to share between the three of us. Over. So we're actually not able to do laundry up here. We wear our clothes for a couple days. In fact, we have one shirt per week, one pair of underwear for 3 days, and one pair of pants for 2 months. And then we throw them out and start again. Over. Copy that. How does your spacesuit stay warm? So our spacesuits stay warm by the multiple layers of protection that they have. And interestingly enough, one of our biggest problems during a spacewalk is cooling, meaning cooling of the person inside. If our fans shut down inside that spacesuit, the person gets overheated very quickly. Over. Hi, Chloe. Great question. Sometimes you can. If you're right above where those engines are being lit to perform the reboost, you can feel a slight shudder or a rumble. I have not felt that up here yet, but some of my crewmates say they have. Over. So I think, even now we're still adjusting. Certainly at first we were not very graceful floating around, and we would run into a lot of walls, and we didn't learn how to hold on to things with our feet. And now, being up here for almost 6 months, we're all very, very good at that, and so we move along a lot more gracefully, but I think our bodies continue to adapt every day. Over. Well, besides the floating up here, which is way more cool than Aquarius, I'd have to say that Aquarius is very, very similar, because we have science experiments to do during the day, we talk with a mission control with Aquarius, just the same as we do here, so our days are very, very similar. Over. So most of the time, you just hear a very low background hum of all the machinery in every module, and every module sounds different. Some modules have a little less noise than others. We certainly don't have to wear any earplugs up here. We only do that when we're running on the treadmill, because that does make a lot of noise. Over. I think some of the biggest health concerns that we deal with up here are changes in our eyes, and there's a part of the eye called the optic nerve, which is a big nerve that runs into the back of your eye, and they've seen some changes in that nerve, and sometimes it causes changes in how the astronaut is able to read things on a piece of paper. So we follow those changes in the eyes very, very closely. Over. So my favorite space meal is still ice cream, always will be ice cream. We don't get it very often because obviously it has to come up frozen, but we just had a new cargo vehicle, Cygnus, dock a week ago, and they had a little tiny freezer, and they sent up ice cream for the crew. Over. Tyler, so we actually do not take showers in space, and that may sound kind of disgusting, but we have these special washcloths that we use that we wet with water, and then it's got soap inside of them, and we're able to scrub ourselves down pretty good. But we don't actually have that nice hot shower that you guys enjoy in the morning. Over. Yes, we always gather together for dinner every night, sometimes for lunch, breakfast, because we don't have too much time in the morning to get ready. We usually get up, have our coffee, read the news, and then we're starting work pretty quickly. Over. So actually tonight is one of the times we spend more time together as a crew, because we have movie night every Saturday night, and we all take turns picking the movie, and we even have special movie candy that we bring and we get to eat. And so that's one of the main things we like to do to enjoy our time off on the weekends. Over. I think I copied that question, how do you know when to go to bed at night? And it's funny, our bodies just know. Even though we see the sun rise and set multiple times a day, by the time 10 or 11 p.m. rolls around, we're all pretty tired, and our bodies kind of have shifted to this clock on board the space station, and so we know when it's time to go to bed. Over. Absolutely, Canada. It was great to be with you guys, and really fun to hear from all the kids. Have a great rest of your weekend. Ciao, Italy. Appreciate the telebridge.